This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Kelvin at me. Still, Jane says at civicmedia.us. You can always use that email. Jane says at civicmedia.us. Send us stories, send us guests, send us thoughts. Again, you don't even have to like us to email us. But if you have a tisbat that you'd like to throw our way, send it. Jane says at civicmedia.us. Today it is the Cop and the Frog edition, coming out of Utah from a website called Futurism. Victor Tangerman has the byline. Cops forced to explain why AI-generated police report claimed officer transformed into a frog. Apparently, law enforcement is another aspect of our life that's been embracing AI. It says here in the story, from everything from drafting police reports to facial recognition, this has resulted in some weird problems, particularly one funny incident where in Heber City, Utah, a police force was had to tell us why their police report said it declared an officer had somehow shape-shifted into a frog. Well, here's what happens. The body cam software and the AI report writing the software picked up on the movie that was playing in the background, which happened to be The Princess and the Frog. Police Sergeant Rick Keel told the broadcaster, referring to the 2009 musical comedy, that when we learn the importance of correcting these AI issues, we need to do it through our reports. Yes, it is important to take a second glance at what AI generates. I'm not anti-AI. I am skeptical. I think we need to know more about it. But yeah, it shouldn't just be, there's the report, there you go, because apparently this guy turned into a frog, and it wasn't true, Calvin. It wasn't true. Does that break your heart? Would you, if you read that, you'd want to know more, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be proof of magic, which would be pretty incredible. Yeah, you said you're not anti-AI.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of am.
Okay, okay. Why?
I it's mostly vibes, to be completely honest with you. I think it's just a bad vibe, but I think it's being applied to cases that it was never intended to be used for. It's not in an intelligence. It's a language learning model. It's mm-hmm. just generating what it thinks you want. Like it's basically just a probability that's rolling a die on each word, on which word is going to be most likely to appear next. It's not thinking about anything.
Well, and I understand that, and I don't disagree with that. I'm not anti-AI just because it's not going away. So, but I want it to be more accountable, more transparent. And yeah, it needs to get better, because it says here in the story, even a simple mock traffic stop meant to demonstrate what the tool is capable of turned into a disaster. The report required plenty of corrections, and despite the drawbacks, they're still going to keep doing it. I mean, we're going to still see the embracing of AI. And I'm saying, all right, fine, if that's what you want to do. I'm just, my simple piece of advice, look over the report, give it a fresh set of human eyes, and make sure there's no, like, you know, wicked Disney transformations in there, because, you know, if anything, it doesn't help. And it also makes me sad when we're not seeing magic like that in the real world. So that has been another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.